Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Evolutionary Psychology, The New Science of the Mind for you. Evolutionary psychology suggests that in the course of human evolution, our ancestors often encountered difficulties related to survival or reproduction. These challenges are called adaptive problems. To solve these problems, we have slowly evolved a unique set of psychological mechanisms that help us better adapt to our environment. For example, we have a strong taste preference for fat. Evolutionary psychology explains this by stating that this preference has adaptive value in evolutionary history and was more conducive to the survival of primitive humans. This is because fat was a valuable, calorie-rich, and scarce resource in that environment. This is what the book Evolutionary Psychology emphasizes. Humans have slowly evolved a series of psychological mechanisms over the course of evolution to help us solve problems and thus better adapt to our environment. But in the case of fat preference, evolutionary psychologists remind us that the mechanisms that have been able to successfully solve problems in evolutionary history don't necessarily help us solve problems in our modern environment. Today, for example, a taste preference for fat can make us overweight and even bring us various diseases. As a landmark work in evolutionary psychology, this book sheds light on how adaptive problems in evolution affect our psychological mechanisms and the critical features of the psychological mechanisms formed by evolution. The author David M. Buss is a leading figure in evolutionary psychology. After receiving his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley in 1981, he spent 4 years as an assistant professor at Harvard University. He then moved to the University of Michigan where he taught for 11 years as a professor before accepting his current position as professor of psychology at the University of Texas. For many years, he has focused on evolutionary psychology, and his primary research interests include mating strategies, conflict between the sexes, prestige, status and social reputation, jealousy and aggression, and so forth. With his years of research on evolutionary psychology, he combines evolutionary psychology with biology, psychology, genetics and sociology, thus making us realize that some of our psychological mechanisms and behavioral preferences today are inextricably linked to the environment in which we live. In this bookie, we will talk about the psychological mechanisms humans have developed to adapt to the environment in the following four parts. Part 1. Evolved psychological mechanisms for dealing with survival problems. Part 2. Evolved psychological mechanisms for dealing with mate selection. Part 3. Evolved psychological mechanisms for dealing with family problems. Part 4. Evolved psychological mechanisms for dealing with problems of group living. Let's start with the first part and see what psychological mechanisms humans have developed in response to survival problems. When talking about evolution, we have to mention Charles Darwin, the author of On the Origin of Species, which we have explored in the bookie Why Evolution is True. According to his theory, an organism can survive for many years but not necessarily pass on its inherited qualities to future generations. If an organism has more offspring than others, its characteristics get passed down to future generations at a relatively higher frequency. Therefore, reproduction is necessary for survival. At the same time, survival is also a prerequisite for reproduction, because to reproduce, organisms must survive. For humans, throughout our long evolutionary history, harsh natural conditions of all kinds threatened our survival, such as extremes of the climate, food shortages, toxins, diseases, and so forth. We can say that survival problems are the most challenging in human evolution, which affect the mechanisms of the body and mind in three aspects. The first is the effect on food selection. It is not hard to imagine that living organisms cannot survive without food and water. Of course, this crisis may not be noticeable, because in modern society, if we are hungry, we can go to a restaurant, a supermarket, or order takeaway. But in primitive times, it was a different story because our ancestors spent most of their day in a very hostile living environment searching for food. The most pressing issue for them was how to get enough calories and nutrients to sustain themselves. The desperate need for calories and nutrients led our ancestors to develop unique preferences in food selection. Studies have found that in a primitive tribe in Tanzania, honey was the most popular food because it contained the highest amount of sugar and calories and best met our ancestors' energy needs. It has also been found that humans dislike bitter and sour foods because the taste is often an indicator that the food is toxic. Humans also have a strong aversion to new foods, which is known as neophobia. The second aspect of our psychological evolution influenced by survival problems is our preference for habitat selection. The savanna of Africa is widely believed to be the origin of mankind. Compared to tropical forests, it offers more game for meat, and wide-open vistas, which is ideal for primate hunting. Also, trees can protect human skin from the harsh sun and provide a refuge for escaping from danger. Ancestral environmental preferences appear to have influenced people's preferences for environment today. Evidence from several cross-cultural studies suggests that natural environments are consistently preferred to human-made environments. In the modern world, we still select and decorate our homes to correspond to a primitive habitat. In response, evolutionary psychologists have proposed the savanna hypothesis of habitat preference, that is, natural selection has shaped our preferences for environments. We prefer the environmental features favored by our ancestors. Our ancestors have encountered many dangers in the course of their evolution. Thus, they must have had many experiences of fear and aversion to certain things, which is the third aspect of how survival problems affect us. Some might believe that fear and disgust are bad experiences that should not be preserved during human evolution. Evolutionary psychologists argue that these feelings were beneficial to our ancestors' survival. We can imagine several scenarios, such as when our ancestors stood on a tall tree branch or on the edge of a cliff where a slight misstep could lead to death. Another example is when our ancestors searched for prey and a poisonous snake suddenly appears in front of them. They reacted with fear, and this helped them to avoid danger. It's not hard to imagine that if a person doesn't have fear, they certainly wouldn't survive long in natural conditions. The risks in the ancient environment shaped our ancestors' corresponding fear mechanism, which has been preserved in the evolutionary process. Hence, people are still generally afraid of heights and animals like snakes or spiders. In addition to fear, empirical studies have also found that people in different cultures show disgust at dirty dead bugs, rotting flesh, moldy food, and other potentially contaminated and unclean foods. This finding supports a hypothesis by evolutionary psychologists that the emotion of disgust is an adaptation that serves as a defense against microbial attack, protecting people from the risk of disease. That is all for the first part. Survival problems are the greatest challenge in human evolution, which affect the evolution of human psychological and physiological mechanisms in three aspects. First, humans prefer sweets and calories in our food choices because they satisfy our ancestors' energy needs. Second, natural selection has shaped our environmental preferences, giving us a preference for the same environmental features preferred by our ancestors. Third, our ancestors encountered many dangers and thus evolved emotions of fear and disgust for certain things. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.